Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gerald Salenti is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, author of Trends 2000, Trends Tracker. He's the world's best Trends Tracker. Trends Research Institute is his company, trendsresearch.com, right, Gerald?
Yes, that's right. And, of course, we have the Trends Journal. And we're going to be coming out in a couple of days with the top trends of 2016. You're not going to want to miss those.
Are you going to scoop me on mine, on my tweet?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple.
No. Okay. All right. But I want you to because – no, I don't want you to because I'm getting ready to do my 2016s.
Y'all wait.
I can't let you scoop me on those. Hey, Gerald, talk to us about the economy. What do you think – I want to get you on record on the economy. What do you think is going to be happening next year?
Global recession. It's right there in front of us.
Is it kind of already, aren't we already kind of there?
Yeah, but they won't say it. You know, look what happened with retail sales for the Thanksgiving weekend. How terrible they were. You know, they were below expectations. Now, this is after pumping all this dough into the system. You know, zero interest rate policies that hurt we the little people because we can't put our money in the banks anymore. We've talked about this. You have a deflationary cycle going on over here because there's too much product and not enough demand.
Oil is a perfect example of that right now, isn't it?
Oh, oil right now, West
below
Texas.
Below $40 a barrel.
$38.86.
Mm-hmm.
And Brent is at $42.
I paid $1.68 for a gallon of gas last weekend.
I in our building where one of our offices are, our oil bills are about $1,000 a month. Now it's down to about 300.
Well, but people are listening right now thinking, hey guys, why is that a problem?
It's a problem because it's showing a deflationary cycle. It's not only oil, it's aluminum. Iron ore, the copper. These are iron ore, copper. Those are the raw materials that indicate manufacturing and industrial growth or decline.
Well, one thing,
you're looking at iron ore prices, Jim. They hit a high in 2011, around $200 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Iron ore is now selling for a metric ounce, excuse me, a metric ton.
Mm-hmm. Right.
$200 a metric ton is now selling for under $40 a metric ton.
Gary Schilling, another founding member of our Brain Trust.
He's
a deflation expert. And he says that he's taught my audience about good deflation and bad deflation. He says good deflation is when we improve a system, we create technology, and we make something more efficiently, and the price comes down. He said that's good deflation. Bad deflation is when your house goes down.
Yeah, no, he's great. Yeah, no, and he's right. That's very well put. Because what you're looking at, again, you're looking at the range of commodities, according to the Bloomberg Index, are now at 1999 levels.
Mm-hmm.
So we have now, let's go back to what we were talking about briefly before, the refugee crisis in Europe. They're flooding out of Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, Libya, all countries that have been bombed or are being bombed.
And
I want to add on something. Now the migrant crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go south a little bit into Africa, below Libya and Syria and that area, and look at Ghana, Angola, Congo, Nigeria, one country, South Africa, one country after another that's resource rich. Now their natural resources, their commodities are selling at bargain basement prices. Mm-hmm. Their economies are collapsing. Now you're seeing waves of migrants go south of the border in the United States, go down to Venezuela, go down to Chile, Colombia, Argentina. one natural resource-rich country, not only in raw materials, but also with things like soybeans.
Let me stick something in here to support part of what you're saying. A friend of another member of my brain, Rich Galen, went to the Eastern Europe to see what was going on at his own expense, to see what was going on with the immigrants. Only one in five of them are Syrians.
Yeah,
the rest of them, 80% of them are from somewhere else.
Well, again, they're also coming out of Afghanistan, Greece.
They're coming out from
war-torn countries.
All over the place. So, all right, so what's... Wrap this up. Put a bow on this. I've only got about a minute and a half.
Well, you're going to see a human wave continue because it's all tied in. Go back to the economy. Throw war on top of that. So we're going to start seeing very, very... You could see the elections already. They just had one in France. Le Pen's party grew substantially because of the refugee/migrant crisis. It's going to be a major issue. Going back to the economy, if we don't focus on development and keep putting our focus on war, war eats up the economy. It's not like the old World War II.
I'll tell you something else we've got to do, Gerald. We got to get the government out of the way of entrepreneurs.
You got it.
And let them start producing.
I've had it with them.
The current government situation has repressed American entrepreneurship, the greatest force in the marketplace force in the world, in the history of the world, has repressed it now for 7 years. And if we could release the energy behind those folks, the people who are listening to you right now, we could turn this around.
It's beyond this government. It's the whole mentality.
Yep.
Every state, every county, they are on your back, down your throat, inside out.
We've got to get government out of our lives, folks, because government does not solve problems. They create problems. They do. We have to have a government. We need a government. They do certain things. We need them doing what they do and not encroaching on what we do. Quick break. Right back with Gerald Celente.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.